بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اشعار افلي ذي بيان اوف حضرت شاه زدي اقدس حكيم محمد اقدس صاحب رحمة الله عليه ذا تايتل نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشا لکر اپنے مالک سے اتر کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکت پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکت پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر قلب و جا کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جا کو خلاد کر قلب و جا کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جا کو خلاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکت پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر
الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفی This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah, Rumi Waqt of Rezi Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat is beautifully presenting how easy it is to become the Wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world to become the great friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So if we don't recognize our enemies, how are we going to recognize the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So Hazrat is reminding us here, and Allah Ta'ala has made the whole system, particularly this month of Ramadan, is this just one month of special spiritual training. We all want to go sadly to the gyms where we think we are keeping ourselves fit. When the ruh is fit, then automatically the whole body will be fit. And then see the ummah will be such strength that nobody will be able to look at us. Forget bombing us, Allah save us all. They won't be able to look at the ummah in the face. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq. And that is why Allah brought us here and honored us with this month of Ramadan Sharif. And we all say time is going. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us, taqarabu zaman, the time will come, that time will be as if it's very close. The year was just started, it's already ending. But how much we have to make of it, Allah brought us in the company of Honorable Illustrious Sheikh, and we learned from our mashayikh that who our real enemies are. Nafs dushman hai. Dushman ko nashad kar. Your enemy is your nafs, your own passion and desires. Shaitan is a great enemy, but he just whispers and he goes away. And your own nafs, if you don't, and nafs, you have to bring it under control in the company of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Dada Shaykh used to say, this is such a month. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum siyam, kama kutiba lal ladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. Oh my friends, you acknowledge I am your creator, sustainer, nourisher. But all the time, shaitan will whisper, and you'll get enemies, the groups of shaitan, as men also, jinnat which you cannot see, and that we shouldn't really be scared about. But the people, your own people, to save ourselves. And how to do this? Allah has given us this month of Ramadan. La kutiba alaykum siyam, kama kutiba lal ladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. This fasting is not to stay hungry. It's not to think Allah Ta'ala has given us this spiritual exercise free of charge. We see sadly how shaitan whispers that we go in those places where we think I'm going to the gym to get fit. There you're paying, Allahu Akbar. You're paying to lose your iman. And you come out from there, we're hearing people are coming out and their janazah is going. And so Allah Ta'ala save us. Where better that our janazah comes out from the masjid, comes out from Haramain Sharifain. Allah purify all these places in our hearts and all the masjid. And Allah Ta'ala make it that we make an effort on our nafs. And it's very easy because shaitan got destroyed through his nafs as he made ibadat. He didn't have a guide, and he thought pride came into his heart, Allah save me, all of us. So that is why we need the company of the men of Allah. So we got the month of Ramadan is for taqwa. And then the men of Allah Ta'ala, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. That be with the righteous by your servants. And see Allah, says Allahu Akbar. Kalamullah, that the sadiqeen are the muttaqeen. But Allah Ta'ala said, sadiqeen, sadiq fi taqwa. Otherwise outward shows, like Allah save me, all of us. That outward show of taqwa is easy. But who are the real men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In thick and thin, private, public, life, all the time, they remain firm on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Qur'ani Kareem, Shahru Ramadan, Unzila Fihi Al-Qur'an. All the spiritual, the melad, the spiritual treatments, free of charge. But the time has come that we pay such big, big amounts of money to destroy our nafs. Allah save me, all of us. Hazrat is saying so beautifully, how to destroy your nafs. Your nafs is your enemy. So it's natural, don't make your enemy happy. In other words, we see in the month of Ramadan, Allah save me. Allah change the rebellious yatin. But still, we engage. Allah save us on our cell phone, on our ringtones. We don't realize it's musical tone, and it creates all type of nifaq in our heart. So Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding. Hazrat says, apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar. All you have to do, get up and beg Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, take me in the right company, and let me find a spiritual guide, let me find a sheikh that will keep me firm on deen. And then when you realize that Allah has brought us all here, and wherever we are in the world, all there are so many mashayikh, but even in our own homes, realize now, that get up, leave all this dirt and filth of our cell phone, etc., and now beg Allah Ta'ala. And this is the month to beg. And we see the first 10 days of rahmat is gone already, but doesn't mean Allah's rahmat ends. Allah's rahmat is ever, from forever, and it will remain forever. But people like myself, Allah says, if we still didn't drown in the rahmat of Allah, then the problem is that my nafs is still engaged in guna. So now Allah opens the doors of maghfirah to myself. And most important, we must make an effort. Allah save us all from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma aj'alna min taqai shahri Ramadan. So this is the time to acknowledge, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli zambi wa atubu ilayhi. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. So easy, we just get up little early for sahri, make the 2-4 rakats, the tahajjud, tawbah namaz, and beg, Allahumma innaka afoon. And beg Allah, keep me in the right company. Then see how it's enjoyable when you come into Taraweeh namaz. You come for Faraz namaz is more important, the most important thing. But Taraweeh namaz, how you'll enjoy. Dil ko sajda mein ro ro ke abad kar. Now your enemy is in your heart. Take your enemy and kick him out. How to do that? First get up on time. Start making a pledge. I mustn't miss one namaz, one jamaat in the masjid. And when you go in sajda, then see, you'll cry to Allah Ta'ala. And you'll beg Allah, oh Allah, save me from nafs and shaitan. And this we have to do till our last moment. And Allah will make it easy for us. And who is our real, the king of our body and our real self is, ruh ku noor e taqwa tu shahad kar. Our ruh, our real heart, which the world is fooling with the physical heart. The real heart is the ruh. So Hazrat is saying, the ruh comes from Allah and the food of the ruh is from Allah. Allah Ta'ala sends down Quran Kareem. Allah Ta'ala made the zikr of Allah. This is the food of the ruh and the company of the friends of Allah, where Allah's rahmat is descending. Very easy you'll be. You'll get up. You'll able to get up. So just 1 month, which already 10 days, 11 nights are gone already. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So Hazrat says, that now fill your root, the nafs, your heart is filled with darkness, because nafs inclines, la ammaratum bisu. It pulls us towards haram. Illa ma rahima rabbi. But Allah wants His rahmat to fall on all of us. So come in that company, in that month, in that occasion, and here it's on the golden plate, free of charge. And how nafs and how our enemies will fool us. You need a heart operation immediately. For that the whole family will tell you, go immediately. But this ruh operation, myself, which we needed, the family will say, and you said, when I just finish this work, then I, and that work will give us a heart attack. The jals attack is on us now openly, direct attack on our iman. We still going to remain sleeping. Allah save me, all of us. So Hazrat says, nafs dushman hai, dushman ko na shaad kar. Make your real friend, your heart. Allah says, I made the heart your ruh, and I, that the ruh is the king of the body. And if you clean your heart, Allah Ta'ala says in the hadith of Qudsi, the sky is too small, I can't fit in there. The earth is too small. In other words, Allah has created us. This is, we don't understand. All we must do, clean the luck, come in the company of the friends of Allah, make tawbah, istighfar, and see automatically Allah will come in that heart. Now you'll be inclined, your same friends will tell you, let's go for a match, or let's go after Taraweeh for a year or day. Now immediately you'll turn your attention away. Allah save us. Then Hazrat explains, Dil ko noor e khuda se tu abad kar. Now as you make sajda, as you come in the company of the friends of Allah, Allahu nooru samawati wal ard. You'll hear the noor, the zikr of Allah. Then we'll enjoy tilawat of Qur'an Kareem. We'll enjoy the Taraweeh Salah, that Allah Ta'ala is giving us 40 extra sajdas to get so close to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Then we'll go to where Taraweeh is read beautifully. And beautifully is not the voice. It's from the heart that will tremor my heart. That is my ruh. So, and that is also, you got the company of, Hazrat says, 2 steam engines. One is Qur'an Kareem, the man of Allah Ta'ala. And then to compensate, to make our nafs weak, Qur'an Kareem, the month of Ramadan Sharif. and places available, all made on the golden tray. Allahu Akbar. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us. And then when your heart is now filled with noor, immediately you realize, or guna ki khayish ko barbaad kar. Now you destroy, human beings will still have desire, but immediately you have desire, you know I must be regularly in the company of my Shaykh. Immediately, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem. So destroy all those desires. And we think it's difficult, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so beautifully that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, بِسَائِمِ farhatan, فَرْحَةٌ هِنَا يُفْتِرْ وَفَرْحَةٌ هِنَا يُلْقَى رَبَّهِ. That when a person really keeps his fasting, his fast properly, that لَا يَتِمُّ السِّيَامِ إِلَّا بِسِيَامِ الْجَوَارِ. That roza, our fasting is not complete unless all the parts of the body are fasting. So the man of Allah will teach us, myself first, and we'll realize as we learn, when we get older you get, you realize I'm not even 1 year old, 1 day old. When you realize that now my life must come right, and we find a real pious servant, they 70, 80, you ask them, how old are you? They say 2 years. In other words, 2 years I realize that what is my ruh, what is my real heart. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Like this we'll think, how am I going to stop my sport? I'm going to stay away from my phone. But you'll find, guna chorna asan nahi, mazedar hoga. It will be enjoyable, the part of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And then you'll enjoy, hum se ai zubaku tu hammat kar. Now instead of talking all unnecessary things, you'll be having your tasbih in your hand. And all the time you'll be making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, wa a'udhu bika minan nar. It won't be difficult now. And you shouldn't be shy to keep your tasbih. And don't worry, make our niyat for the pleasure of Allah. Don't worry what people say. We have to be worried of our own qabr, myself, all of us. And how to do that? Then beg Allah further. Ya Allah, you brought me in this path. The text of our nafs is not that we're just going to become walis of Allah. Shaitan will own. That is why the enjoyment of Jannat when you reach there. People who keep fast, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you keep a real roza in the company of the friends of Allah, you'll get true happiness. And we see a person who kept roza properly at the time of iftar, when he's making iftari, he doesn't just start eating. He first make dua. Ya Allah, you gave me this opportunity. I'm full of dirt. Remove all this dirt. And you make dua to Allah Ta'ala. When you make dua, beg Allah for another day, a better day. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind. And Nabi Sallallahu, Allah Rabbul Izzat, so beautifully has said, the reality you'll get, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Wherever you are, now you'll have the taqwa, the fear in the love of Allah. And the reality you'll get, he is Jannatun. Hazrat Hawadada, we learn from our Shaykh, Hawadada Shaykh says, Allama Alusi Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali says, that there are many tafsirs of this ayat. But Kala Sufiya fi hazil ayah, Jannatun fi dunya bi huduri al-Mawla, wa Jannatun fi al-Akhirah bi liqai al-Mawla. You'll get your Jannat in this world already. And as our Hazrat Dana Shaykh's famous poem, Naqsh-e Qadam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hai, Jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalalu se milati sunnat ke raaste. In Jannat already, this world already, when we realize the only way to find Allah is the beautiful sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Malakul Maud come already, you'll be meeting Allah. And in Jannat, what can be said? Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya, fadkhuli fi ibadi. What holy jannati. So this is the month pouring with the rahmat. And when rain descends also, it's time to make dua. Beg Allah, drown us in your rahmat. Cleanse us inside, outside, in the whole ummah. Establish the Islamic khilafat. And let us see haq clearly, which batil is darkness. Allah save us. Sar ko chokat pe unko sajjad kar. Now you'll enjoy making sajda at the time of tahajjud and become a sajjad, a person who makes a lot of sajda. And when you make zikr of Allah and you read subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, you'll become a hamad, a person who praises whatever you see, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. It will be natural on our tongues. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, it's easy to talk, but reality, it's even in fact, it's not hard. Just come in the company of the friends of Allah and keep on, start, it will be fighting your nafs, but now it will become easier and easier. And as you come in the path of Allah, then you will realize that I think I'm fighting my nafs, but now there's spiritual diseases, which we didn't even realize. Pride comes. and all this vanity, Allah save us all. But we will realize these are worse than all the cancers and the TVs and whatever. So Hazrat further says, Kalbo jaku tu is dar pe abad kar. Make your real heart and your whole body now, when your soul is made, now your body won't drive you away. Your nafs is taking, you want to come for Taraweeh. Your nafs is taking you, that is our body. Say, no, that Taraweeh is quickly finished. We'll go there. And after that, we'll go to this masjid, that masjid. You're not going to masjid, you're pleasing your nafs. And all we destroying, putting us more in Jahannam, Allah save us. Now, and you will enjoy that you'll come with your ruh here, when your ruh operation starts. Now you'll enjoy, your ruh will control the body. The ruh is ourself. And now the car, our ruh is so weak, our body like the car is controlling us, Allah save us. Or sukoon e dil wa jaaku khallat kar. And what everybody is looking for, peace and contentment. Allah Ta'ala says, we have given you the way and we want you to have it everlasting. Ala bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Listen attentively, you'll get this peace of the heart. It's not in the outward things of dunya. Rahat aur hai, samani rahat aur hai. Peace is the condition of the ruh, is the condition of the heart. And all the outward things, you can buy the best mattress in the world, it won't give you sleep. So when you got Allah in the heart, then wherever you are, you'll sleep on the pavement also. We are far from that reality. But when we then will understand the great pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Behlul, who was now the devil. But we have to follow people who are following Shariat. But we'll see, the people will call them mad. But they will keep on reminding us, and we'll get peace and happiness. Then you'll realize I was wasting my time with my friends. And if you're a real friend, you'll call all of them. Come, let's just go for the majlis. Let's go and spend our whatever nights, whatever days we can, come in the company of Hazrat and all the other mashayikh that have got these beautiful programs free of charge for us. And this is the real heart attack that we have, our ruh attack. We don't even know who we are. It shouldn't be when they say they take out your heart, open heart surgery, then you're only seeing the heart of the body. But when Malakul Maut come and take our ruh, Allahu Akbar, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Then as our Shaykh says, if we don't take this to heed, then it shouldn't be when my heart comes out, we see the janaza, now they call it the janaza, Noam Abdul Rahman or Ahmad or whoever, see the janaza is laying, but the janaza, you see the mouth wide open, because the ruh comes out last from there, and the eyes are popped out. If it's made, Allah brought us, we beg Allah, bring us to this environment, and we make little effort, then call ya layta qawmi ya'lamun, bima ghafara li rabbi. If only I could tell my people that how Allah forgave me. Otherwise it shouldn't be a shock. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, apni khushi, and Hazrat finally says so beautifully, apni khushi ko, Hazrat addressing himself, but this is our Dana Shaykh, this is the, when a person starts realizing Allah Ta'ala, that man arafa rabba, faqad arafa nafsa, that when you recognize who is our Rabb, Allah is pure, Allah is our Rabb, and we are filth and dirt, our nafs. But the friends of Allah, they realize that even our ibadat now, we have to make tawbah istighfar. So Hazrat says, apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbaad kar. And this is the friends of Allah, that even those things that are maybe, that are permissible, and those things that, that gathering where people, now you don't even want to go there. And useless people like myself, automatically you tell your friends, I don't want to go here. They'll tell you, you mad. So you tell them, come here and see what you will get. And apne Rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. How you destroy the passion and desires of your nafs, just bring the happiness of Allah Ta'ala. That my Allah, my nafs, I'll kill my nafs. In other words, I used to go there, but now I'll put a dagger on my heart. When Allah sees that heart bleeding, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned the Allah Ta'ala's hadith Qudsi, ana inna munkasadatul qulub. When Allah sees a young man, his desire is there to go and waste his time, but he's coming into the beauty parlor of purifying his ruh, and he's coming for a ruh operation here, then Allah knows our condition. And Allah sees his heart is bleeding, Allah Ta'ala now occupies that heart. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We beg Allah Ta'ala, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli zambi wa atubu ilayh. And Allah connect us to His righteous pious servants and keep us firm and take us as